Hello and welcome to another edition of the Adventure 2022. We are now at Tuesday, the 6th of December. It must be getting close to Christmas. The Christmas cards have started arriving, and there's one with the Dove of Peace. And this week we are thinking on peace as we think on that second Advent candle, the second Advent theme, peace. As the Christmas cards come in, do remember to tear off the stamps, just leave a wee bit of a margin. They can be used by many organisations, and certainly the Church of Scotland Faith Impact Forum, through its World Mission Projects, is able to turn the used stamps into a little bit of funding to support some different projects. So you can bring your stamps to any of the churches around here. And if you're not around here, I'm sure you'll find a church or another organisation that can use your stamps. And do remember to recycle the envelopes. And, well, at some point in the future, when you're taking the cards down, remember to recycle them as well. Today, my guest is Sam Harding. Sam is a member at Kilmaineveig Church, where I am currently interim moderator. And I recently had a conversation with him, which ended, "We must have this conversation again while the camera is running." And we have since done that. And I invite you to meet Sam Harding. Connect here online. We met recently, I think for the first time in face to face.
Yeah, in church life anyway.
Yes. Well, yes. I think we probably have met before. And folk realise the circumstances when you tell us. What do you do for a living, Sam?
So I'm currently a radiographer. So I look after people, take x-rays, etc. Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how I met Donald originally.
Yeah, so you've had a close look at my innards.
Yeah.
I think yeah, I would want to say at this point a huge thank you to you and all your colleagues around the National Health Service. A fantastic job that you all do, and these recent years have been, you know, particularly difficult for you all. So, you know, a big thank you on that. When you're not looking inside people. Tell us a wee bit about your involvement around the church. I know that you're involved with Kilmaineveig Church.
I mean, my journey in terms of the church, it does go back to like early childhood. Like my mum and dad obviously used to take us to church, but not really in any sort of, because we were doing lots of sports, so like we missed quite a lot of Sundays or whatever. But then went to school, and obviously that was quite intense, because then it was a Church of England school, so we literally had to go to like church like every single morning, and then 2-hour session on a Wednesday. So yeah, it was a little bit intense. And then I went into university and kind of like lost my faith a little bit. Like it wasn't really part of my life. And then I came back, I moved up to Scotland, and was working, and everything was getting quite stressful, obviously with COVID and stuff. And me and my wife got married, and that was pretty much we got married in the church here at Kilmaineveig. And that was pretty much the start of the reignition, the fire, like back into the church, really. Because Richard Baxter at the time was so welcoming, and he kind of just invited us in. And just started to get so much more involved. And it really, I was going through quite a difficult time as well. In terms of like the stresses of getting married, work, new baby on the way, you know, my mental health did take a bit of a, I'm going to be open and honest, like it did take a bit of a hit. And that church, the church, like Christianity, my faith really pulled me through. And through that, I developed like mindfulness, meditation, that kind of thing. And that really, really helped me. And it's when I started developing those techniques and applying it to like the teachings in the church that I really started to get better. And that's where I am now, really. And that's why I'm here today talking with Donald.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your openness and honesty in sharing that story and introducing the idea of mindfulness and taking care of ourselves, and fascinating the way that you found that link with the Christian faith, Christian teaching.
Yeah.
Mindfulness obviously is a very much an emerging thing, lots of folk talking about it, but it's an ancient wisdom has been around for a long, long time. And tell us a wee bit more about your experience of mindfulness.
I mean, when I started first looking back into it, and I started developing the techniques, like reading, like how to do it in the mindfulness app. I don't know if you've heard of it, but Headspace, a great place to start. And it's just going through in that. And as I started to go through that and learn the basic techniques of how to just sit there still in your own mind and just let these thoughts, and that's basically the principle behind it, is just letting all the thoughts that are in your brain just come, non-judgmental, and then just let them go. And that's really powerful. And it sounds really easy, but it's really not. But it is just getting used to just sitting there in your own skin, in your own mind, and just being okay with that. And for me, what I started to notice when I was doing that, I did start to automatically bring in like the what I learned from like from the church. And I didn't force that. That just started coming to me. And that was really powerful to me. And then that just sped up the engagement back into the church. So mindfulness, in a way, kind of brought me back into the church, and I didn't force it. It just came to me. And that's why I just think it's just such a powerful tool to use.
Yeah. I think often people think that mindfulness is about completely emptying our mind.
Yeah. No.
But it's more about being aware of what's there and allowing ourselves to process some of those thoughts and to be aware, to be mindful.
I mean the principle is that if your thoughts are coming into your mind and you're trying to fight them, well, they're just going to get stronger. They're going to grow. So you've kind of just got to let them sit with you because they are part of you. You can't really do anything about them, and you've just got to let them, you've just got to make peace with them. And that's the entirety of the story, really. Peace.
Earlier on Monday last week during the adventure, I had used a wee video clip last just 1 minute, and I had invited folk just to be aware of their breath and to count the number of breaths within a minute. Could we maybe do something with that 1 minute video just now?
Absolutely.
What sort of real practical things could we do, and then let's do it?
Yeah. So the way I go about it personally is I sit there and I take a few deep breaths in and out, about three, and then you'll notice that your body will just start to go in a normal rhythm. So you kind of count. It's easier to, when you're first starting off, if you're new to this, just count the breaths. So in and then out, and then that's one, and then in and then out, and then that's two, and just keep on doing that for the minute whilst listening, like taking charge of your body, just sitting there in your body and just feeling all the different emotions, the sensations in your body, and just being, yeah, consistent. And if you lose count, it doesn't matter. Just go back to one. And it's that simple.
Excellent. Well, if we play that wee video, would you maybe lead us in a very brief moment of mindfulness?
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe use some words of scripture.
Yeah. So a powerful one that I've always used is the Psalm 23, and the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And it's really nice because it kind of just shows that you don't need to worry because, you know, God is always there to support you. So don't worry.
Brilliant. Let's take a moment to be still and to be mindful.
Okay, guys. So if you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and you do that about three times. So in and out. And then and out. In and out. Now I'm just going to do the Psalm 23 and just breathe in and out and out the breath. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me, and all the days of my life I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Okay.
Thank you.
Hopefully that's giving you a flavor of like what to just concentrate on those words and, you know, just keep on breathing. It was a bit longer than 1 minute, so I apologize.
A minute is not long, and yet a minute of just stillness can be so important, particularly in the busyness of the Advent season. We talk about Advent as being a quiet, contemplative journey towards Christmas, but the reality, of course, is there's so many things to see to. You mentioned you've got young family. What are you looking forward to in the journey towards Christmas and looking forward to Christmas time?
Yeah, I mean, what I love about Christmas is it's that everyone's off together just like waking up on Christmas Day, like seeing like my daughter's now, she's 15 months now, so she's just turned one, so she's a lot more alert than what she was last Christmas. So she's actually going to understand a little bit like what's going on and enjoy the excitement of opening those Christmas presents. And it's sitting around the Christmas table and, you know, just being with your family and just having a good time and just having that relax. Like how many days does it happen that the whole country is just off together? Of just no work and just relax, and it's so nice.
Yeah. I know that, you know, from Christmas Day and perhaps for a few days thereafter, I'm always aware of that feeling of I'm off and I don't need to feel guilty about not working.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. I mean, luckily this year I've got about 2 weeks off over Christmas, so I'm so looking forward to it. and it's just it's just that quality family time, and you know, and that experience of giving and like seeing that and receiving, and I think that's a really important part of it as well, like, you know, that joy that comes out of, you know, sharing things with people. And that's one of the biggest messages of Christmas, isn't it? Mm-hmm. If you share what you give, you know, you'll get back in 10 times. So
yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
It is better to give than to receive.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know who first said that?
I can't remember now, to be honest.
It was actually Jesus, but it's one of the
I didn't want to make a fool of myself.
It's not actually mentioned in the Gospels, but in Acts, I think there's a bit where I think it's Paul quotes Jesus as having said, "It's better to give than to receive."
I mean, one of my favorite passages is like, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you know, you can move mountains, and I think that's so true. If you have faith in yourself and like faith in God, and you know, then you can move mountains, you can do whatever you want, and it's having that belief and just
Yes, you know, but belief is so important. Yeah. The things that we really believe about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you know, our mind takes in all the things that we tell it, and so
your subconscious is the most power, like you only use what five, conscious is only like 5% of your actual being, 95% of your brain's sort of subconscious. So you need to tell your subconscious what you want it to do.
On Sunday's video, I had used the reading from Philippians 4, where it says, you know, fill your mind with those things that are good and lovely and true and honourable and so on. And you know, if we fill our minds with those good things, then there isn't the same amount of space for the things that trouble and fear and cause anxiety. So, but it's that intentionality. If we just let life happen, then we're not taking time to fill ourselves with the good things.
Yeah.
Is today a day off, or are you working later on?
No, I've worked over the weekend, so I'm off now until next weekend. So I'm looking forward to a day off, I suppose. But days off with children, it happens. So
enjoy the time with your family. Enjoy the rest of the lead up to Christmas time, and enjoy Christmas time. Sam, thank you so much for sharing those thoughts with us today. Thank you.
Super. Thanks, Donald.
Thank you so much to Sam for sharing these thoughts around mindfulness. And that website that he mentioned, headspace.com, is well worth a look. And another one that you might want to look at is taketime.org.uk, which has some short 5-minute meditations around some passages of scripture. And of course, the Human Wisdom app and website, humanwisdom.me, would be another good place to look. And we were thinking about that yesterday with Manoj Krishna. That UI513 is a discount code that will get you something off the paid version of the Human Wisdom app. There'll also be a little benefit to me, full disclosure there. But humanwisdom.me, lots of free content is available there as well. So yeah, the cards are coming in, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and the Christmas carols, we're hearing them in the shops and in the churches and in village halls near you. And on Sunday in Loch Allen, in the village hall, there'll be some Christmas carols. Drimnan Hall on the 14th, I'm up at Treeslake on the 22nd. So, opportunities for carols. I saw on social media the other day, someone was asking the question, is it okay for folk who are not religious to go along to the the carol services that the churches are having? Of course it is. The more, the merrier. And we all enjoy a good sing that can be good for our heart and mind and soul. All welcome at all that is happening. Today, I will leave you with a Christmas carol courtesy of the Salvation Army, and may hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours and yours to share this Advent time and always. Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio-only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season and always.